First of all, I read that you're an author. What kind of books do you write?
I actually write, I'm not an author by profession, obviously. I wrote a book about my country and the process of the transitioning from the conflict to democracy.
What else do you do in your life for your professions or for peace?
I'm an international lawyer. I am with, you know, constitutional experts, and I do transitional justice in different countries. I've worked in Afghanistan, Mongolia, South Sudan, Egypt, Pakistan, many, many other countries. Yes, that's what I do.
What did you do for peace till now in your profession or in your personal life too?
That's a very good question. Actually, when I was really reflecting on this, peace tends to be not one isolated case. As a professional, I have to see peace in the eyes of others, creating an environment that is so peaceful. In other words, when you give peace, you receive peace. And when we make peace, we all feel peaceful. So in my case, I have to make sure that I'm creating a peaceful environment with the people I work with the host country, with my fellow citizen. Particularly with the young people, they need to be instilled a culture of really creating a peaceful environment for other people. And in return, they live a peaceful life. So technically speaking, we have to create a conducive environment for other people for us to feel peaceful.
And what measures for peace have you taken that worked really well till now?
It's very hard to measure because, you know, I mean, every day brings different challenges and different circumstances that you never understand what tomorrow will bring. Measure of peace is really a clear conscience to focus on what is important. Sometimes we tend to focus on what is not important. So if we can instill the culture, especially for young people, because your program is for youth, to really keep the conscience at ease and focus. And, you know, focusing is one of the elements you measure for peace. If somebody is peaceful, they tend to focus more than the person who is actually not peaceful and very distracted, worried. And peace goes all the way. But the first very measure of peaceful environment or peaceful person is single individual. Organizations or government or people, institutions, they don't collectively make peace. They have to make peace as a thread. And you have to really start within you as a person and then within your smaller environment. And then, of course, you know, and then extend peace to other people. But the ability to focus is number one measure for peace.
So I just hear that you do much for peace, and it seems like it's very important to you. How important is peace for you and your country?
Peace is very, very important for me, for my family, for my people, my culture, in my country, and globally. If I'm not peaceful, this is a global world. If one individual is not happy, it affects the next person. Even on a smaller level, if one person in the family is not happy and they are not peaceful in their heart, they affect their family members. If one country is not happy and it's not peaceful, another country, a neighboring country, gets affected. If one continent is really distracted, as we see in the world today, other people get affected. So it's really, I march for peace and I work for peace and I strive for peace. Simply because I strongly believe that without a peaceful world, without peaceful environment, it's really hard for us to make any progress. You might make a progress in everything else we do, but we see people being distressed and depressed all the time, and really because of that depression leads you to do something else, I might say stupid, which creates more havoc, not only to you, but to your family and to your people and to your nation. So marching for peace and making sure that we make peace a daily life activity, and we should do it collectively, but starting with a single individual in our own hearts and then expand it to others. So I simply march for peace, and I work for peace, and I promote peace because I strongly believe in it. And that's a core foundation of our life as we see it in 21st century today.
You're a lawyer, and that means that you are fighting for the right thing, and I think it's a peaceful work too. But what do you personally do to promote peace in your daily life with your family or with your friends?
I would omit the word fight. I don't actually fight in a sense. I try to educate because, you know, we have this knowledge and we have the power, and we should really use the power to educate. People have the same capacity of making peace and being peaceful in their lives, but they are surrounded with different environment and different circumstances and situations that do not allow them to really remain peaceful and act peacefully and promote peace in their lives. So I educate people. I am so privileged to have found that gift or, you know, opportunity to understand what peace means and how I can make peace to others. So my first priority is to educate my friends, my colleagues, my fellow citizens, how to really make peace for to yourself, and then, of course, extending peace to others. So I do educate. One other activity I do around the world is I mentor people, especially women, the young women in different countries, in Europe, in America, in Canada, in Africa, especially in my own country, in Rwanda, to really aspire for greater things, but really start with a simple step of, you know, identifying what it is that is bothering you and really finding the solution. Once you feel that peace, and once you feel the peaceful you in it, mind in you, you really want the other person to feel the same. And that's how you really extend peace without even knowing that you are extending peace. But really every day trying to make a smaller gesture, a smaller step to really make peaceful environment for you and for others can very easily extend peace to the world. It's obviously said than done. It's very complicated. It's very hard. But it's because we suppress what we feel, and then we go out to try to do something that is harder. We cannot achieve so much unless we first achieve inner peace. And that's the inner peace we want to extend to other people together, and then we build a world of, you know, full of harmony. That's what I aspire to do.
What advice would you give to our auditors at Radio Chico in terms of peace?
I would advise you something you are doing now. Sometimes the peace is measured. Let me tell you something. Peace is measured because sometimes we tend to be very short-sighted. Let's say people in Switzerland or people in Rwanda, they tend to really think that they are, you know, I'm in trouble, I have these problems, all this and this. But sharing experience across the nation, across the culture, across individuals, reaching out to other people and trying to understand what else is happening in other people's lives and how they achieve some kind of peaceful environment is the best way to really spread the word of peace. So you are so fortunate. You have a radio program and maybe, you know, a television program in other instances across Geneva or Switzerland or even Europe. But we don't use those mechanisms the way we should. We should actually use the high technology of 21st century to do better. We should go beyond our borders. We should go beyond our comfort zone to reach out to other people. We should especially reach out to young people because they spend time on the social media but not doing the right thing. I think when we thought about Facebook and Twitter and what else that advantage could bring, we always thought, oh, we can use this to really maximize what we do. Let's use social media to spread peace and to educate people about peace and how we can collectively, as, you know, as people, spread the word of peace and then, you know, really build a world of peaceful environment.
Thank you very much for the interview and for your time. We wish you a very happy and a nice, peaceful day.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.